Okay. Now, what's the story with buttons going out in the garment with buttons on it? So, let's say, even though the buttons are not used, they're there for decoration or whatever, it doesn't matter, you're allowed to go, even with the quantum many poskim, even with spare buttons, like they have at the bottom of the shirts, or inside a jacket, whatever, all those you're allowed to go on Shabbos. Even if a button, let's say, broke in half, a button broke in half, you can still walk out on the Shabbos. What happens if you have a very loose button? So again, because it's still buckled to the garment, so you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. But if the button is not, because even if it's loose, it's still technically functional. But what happens if the button is completely not functional? And the only reason you want to keep it on the garment is because you want to sew it in after Shabbos. So that's carrying already. Then because you know, it's not bottled to the garment because you want to take it off to fix, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to.
So what do you do? Huh? What do you do? Take it off?
Don't wear that garment.
No, why? If you ensure, and all of a sudden you look at.
So then if it's still loose like that, you could take it off. No, that's real sewing.
Just
going that's sewing. Sewing.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not sewing, it's just going around it.
Sewing is going in and out. No, if you tighten anything, do you know that if you have a loose button, sometimes you could pull on the thread and it tightens the button?
Yes.
That's called sewing in halacha. Going around is the same thing, you're tightening the button. Okay, right. Now, if somebody, let's say you have shoelaces on your shoe, and the shoelaces are untied. Are you allowed to go out with them on Shabbos? The answer is yes, because again, it's bottled to the garment.
You can try it, can't you?
I'm saying if somebody doesn't, it's too tight, or they're too lazy to bend down, or they realize in the middle of the street, their shoes are untied. Can they keep walking? Do they have to stop? So again, untied shoelaces are not a problem. What?
They cannot bend over for some reason.
Well, whatever the reason is.
Not the old days, just the can.
You said I didn't say anything.
What's the difference between a shoe and a button? A shoe, you're making a knot in the top. Keshe shekhayama. And a button, you're not making a keshe shekhayama.
Yeah, you sew. Sewing is not, no. A knot is only if it's permanent. Sewing, even if it's temporary, it's sewing. Okay, next. Boots and galoshes, we said you could wear over shoes or whatever, because not only does it protect your garment, it's also protecting your body, because if the water gets through the shoes, so then your feet become wet. And so there. But because of that, because galoshes are worn to keep a body warm, so even if it's not raining outside, you're allowed to wear galoshes on Shabbos. What happens, for instance, you want to... Somebody left their galoshes in shul, whatever. And now they want to bring them home on Shabbos. And they don't want to carry, so even though it's not raining outside, you're allowed to wear the boots or the galoshes. Why? Once it was established as a garment that you're allowed to wear, so even like we said, you could wear a winter coat during 100-degree weather, even though it's not a normal thing to do, but the bottom line is a coat is a coat. And therefore, boots are boots and galoshes are galoshes.
Does that go saying with regards to the cover for the hat?
The cover of the hat, we said, is a big machlekes in contemporary poskim. It says, those who want to be made, will have whom to rely on. But there's a big machlekes between Mechas Yitzchak and Ramesh about it.
For what reason? Is it similar to the galoshes?
The question is it actually protecting your hat or is it actually protecting your body? Now, for instance, according to all opinions, women can wear, okay, obviously over their own head, for sure, they can wear a bonnet, yeah? But what happens if a woman's wearing a sheitel, she's wearing a wig, and she wants to wear, it's raining, and she doesn't want to get sheitel to get wet. So she's allowed to wear a rain bonnet. The purpose of it is to protect the sheitel, but the fact is, the water does go through the wig, and it goes onto your hair, so you're protecting your body also.
It's...
Huh?
The rain.
It doesn't always go through the hat, but hopefully the purpose of a rain is... Okay, now, they write like this interesting thing. I don't know, I haven't seen it, but sometimes when little kids have boots and they're hard to get on the kids' feet, So the mothers, this is what he says here, the mothers put a little plastic bag on the kid's feet, and then the boot slides on easier. He says, those plastic things are not garments. You're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. By the way, they bring down over here an interesting thing. We were talking about this the other day. A garbage bag over the head is not allowed on Shabbos. It's not called a garment. It's a garbage bag. A garbage bag is not a garment. Even if you wear it over here. Besides the fact that if you make a hole in it, they just mark up a potash. No, I'm saying, let's say you want to wear a garbage bag over your head to protect it from your shoulders down. So then making a hole in it is mark up a potash. You're creating a garment. But in addition to that, it's carrying. Because it's not a garment. Plus, a garbage bag is not a garment. What? No, well, if you're carrying, you're carrying. If you go by the aid of the Nada Shaili.
There are clothes made out of plastic and paper.
What?
There are clothes that are made out of plastic and paper.
I know, so?
The garbage bag could be...
No, a garbage bag is not made for paper.
So you're sitting around, you're sitting and have a good, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying here they're saying it's carrying. Unless you go by the aid of then there's not
any.
Huh? A poncho is a garment. Yeah, but if you know what you're creating it. And secondly, a garbage bag is not made.
So I'm saying if I did the same thing before Shabbos.
If you did the same thing before Shabbos and you designated the garbage bag as a poncho, yes, then you would be allowed to wear it because you made it into a garment. But on Shabbos, you couldn't make it into a garment. Because, now,
I'll ask you a question. It's some questions about my question.
Yeah, whose is it?
It has two characters.
No.
Split personality, it's called. Yeah?
If you have something in your teeth, can you walk through that?
What do you mean? A filling? A crown? Or food stuck in your teeth? Food stuck in your tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's bottled to the teeth. It's not called carrying. Let me ask you a question.
No,
are you allowed to carry...
Rabbi, don't be so quick. Contention was made by a very pious rabbi.
I'm not saying no. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to. Hey, let me ask you a question. If you eat food, yeah, and you right away you finish it, can you walk outside or are you carrying the food in your stomach?
I'm talking about the food.
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to walk outside with food that you just chewed?
Yeah.
The food's not digested yet. Obviously, after the varech. But why aren't you carrying the food?
It's part of your body. And you're not carrying
and this, the stuff in the teeth is halachically actually bottled to the teeth. I mean, for mikveh, it's a problem. For other things, it's a problem.
How about chewing gum?
You can't walk out with chewing gum. Chewing gum is carrying.
Okay.
Because that's a separate thing. It's not stuck in your teeth. It's not bottled to the tooth.
Unless you swallow it.
Before you go out.
Can I ask you a question? Not sharp.
What?
It's late at night. It's very late and it's cold. And let's say my wife has a scarf that is a wool scarf in the car. It's cold.
Are you allowed to wear a woman's wool scarf?
No. Are you allowed to open the door of the car?
No, not on Shabbat.
Not like that, bro.
Oh. Not on Shabbat. Unless
that the other half is talking.
It's
a scarf, a scarf is not considered man's or woman's garment. It's, as they would say today, gender neutral. Because the whole issur of lisul b'shgever, of not man not wearing woman garment, woman, it says in Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot in Shulchan Aruch, the reason is that the women used to dress like men to mingle amongst the men, and the men would dress like women to mingle amongst the women. Okay? A scarf, a sweater, they're both going to write things that are not noticeably male versus female, so that's not a shaila of wearing a woman's garment and a man's garment. I'll give you another example. It happens sometimes, you walk home from shul, with your wife or kids or whatever, your daughters, and they're cold. are you allowed to take off your jacket? Not carrying it. I'm not talking about carrying them. But are you allowed to take your kapota, your jacket, and have him put it on in the cold weather? So the halacha is he could. Either wearing a man's garment. They're wearing it because they're cold. They're not wearing it to... Everybody sees they're not wearing it in order to mingle with the other gender neutral or whatever people. Okay, that's... okay. Shoe inserts, we learned that you're allowed to... Let's say somebody has, you know, the Dr. Scholl's shoe inserts or other reason. That's not a problem. Even if it's there to absorb perspiration, to make it more comfortable, whatever, that's not a problem. Slippers, or shoes for that matter, even though they don't have a back to them, open backs, you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos, providing they're not so loose that they're going to come and fall off. I mean, because then there might be a shot of carrying it. Okay, now we also learned, if you have headgear and you want to put stuff in it, there's an interesting Shiloh, by the way, with the headgear. We were discussing yesterday, if you have a hat and they put in, you know, tape or paper, that it should fit. The Poskim write that it's only if you intend to leave it there. Then it's bottled to the garment. But let's say you're going to put it in the shoe, you're going to put in paper in the hat, and when you get home, you're going to take it off because you don't need it anymore. So then it's not so shy. That's a big shiloh, especially if it's like a normal piece of paper that's not made. What do you... No, those clips of hair, yarmulkes, is a garment that you're wearing. No, it says clearly about that. Clips and hair... Or people that put bobby pins in their beards or whatever. I mean, whatever the situation is. That's not called carrying.
But the feather in the hat is...
We discuss it. It depends. It's questionable. If it's sewn in, for sure it's not an issue. If it's not sewn in, it's a question. Is it a decorative piece or is part of the garment? So that's the whole issue. Okay, men's rain hat, we said, is a big machlekes in halacha. Rain bonnet, the woman could hear. Hoods, you're allowed to go out with a garment that has a hood, even though you're not going to be wearing the hood.
Can you hang a hoodie only with the hood on your head and carry it?
What do you mean a hoodie?
So you have a sweater that has a hood.
Yeah.
And you, my son, wanted to ask you, can he just put on the hood and just walk on the street? Only the hat.
Yeah, but the rest of the sweater is hanging down. So the thing is, if it's the normal way of wearing it, which a lot of people do wear it. In other words, like this. If it's something that people are going to make fun of you in the street, look at you, you know, you're looking weird. One second. If people are going to tell you and make fun of you, then any garment that a person would wear funny, okay, wear a box on your hat and your head. Okay, people are going to laugh at you. So then what's going to happen? You're going to take it off and then you'll come to carry it. If it's a normal way that people do wear, like we said, wearing a jacket over the shoulders without putting your sleeves in, according to most opinions, you're allowed. I mean, there are people, there are always opinions that are machmir, but I'm saying halachically you're allowed to wear jacket. The same thing, it would be considered a proper way of wearing it. Because many people wear just for the hood. Or what happens if you took off the hood from the jacket, and you're only wearing the hood. It's raining or whatever. You're only wearing the hood. So again, you're allowed to. A hood is a garment. The chiddush is that if you have a jacket with a hood, even if you're not wearing the hood is just laying loose in the back, it's also not a problem because it's bottled to the garment. Okay, gloves, we said, is a machlekes and halacha. Earmuffs, everybody says you're allowed to wear earmuffs and Shabbos because it's a garment and it's not something you're going to take off. Gloves, he said, is a machlekes. Most poskim are mekel. Dalt Rebbe is mekel if it's very cold. Depends. Certain cities are more machmas. Certain cities are more mekel, whatever.
To wear them or to what?
To wear them on Shabbos. The whole shaila is only, and there are poskim that are mekel more for women than for men. The only shaila is with gloves. It's definitely a garment that you're wearing to protect you, to keep you warm. The only shaila is, if you meet somebody in the street, are you going to take off the glove to say Shalom Aleichem and you'll end up carrying it? That's the whole... Therefore, if the gloves are attached, even like with a clip, you know, to the garment, then everybody says you're allowed to do it because even if you carry it by mistake, it's still bottled to the garment. The only shaila is, you might walk out with the, you'll take off the glove in the street and you'll keep, you forgot to put it back on and you keep walking. But as far as the garment itself is concerned, therefore many poskim say today, people shake hands without taking off gloves. Years ago, you guys don't remember this. Years ago, when everybody wore hats, what?
They put on gloves to shake hands.
It's true. No, but years ago, when everybody was wearing hats in the street, everybody wore hats. Remember the days when people traveled by train or by bus? They all got dressed up like a Shabbos clothing. And okay, today you dress, the worse you dress, the better. But years ago, you walked into a public building, you had to take off a hat. Remember, you walked into a library wearing a hat. Yeah, library, not court. You had to take off the hat. Okay, all these things. But shake hands with the glove was completely inappropriate, unethical. So years ago, it was more prone for people to take off gloves. Today, where menschlichkeit doesn't exist, so people do shake hands with gloves. Nobody takes off gloves to shake hands. Machachin is a measurement of the baby, my kim shivla gal tera, renan rekashe, emir, rotz, gerbach, zak, sofi, gerbach, lam, termit, shinam.